crying.
Mother of three, Ami Diabate, has brought her children to this clinic to get the latest anti-malarial drugs. The aid agency Médecins Sans Frontières, or Doctors Without Borders, is rolling out the pilot program across Mali. Results are encouraging, a 65% drop in infections a week after distribution.
My children used to have fevers regularly, but since they started taking this medicine, they haven't run a temperature.
Malaria kills an estimated 660,000 people every year. Over the past decade, advances in prevention and treatment have cut the death rate by 30%. But the World Health Organization warns that funding increases over the past 2 years have slowed significantly, putting such progress at risk. Simon Wright is head of child survival at the aid agency Save the Children.
The financial crisis means that a lot of governments, not all by any means, but a lot of governments are tailing off in their aid budgets. And so where we were seeing growth, we're not seeing growth anymore. But also there's a factor of maybe donors changing their interests.
In 2011, international donors gave $2.3 billion to fight malaria, less than half the $5.1 billion that the WHO says is needed annually. The money goes towards some simple tools, says Professor Sir Brian Greenwood of the London School of Hygiene and Tropical Medicine.
One of those is the humble bed net, which people have been using for hundreds of years. But the relatively new advance has been in treating the nets with an insecticide. Now the insecticide is actually incorporated into the material.
The number of insecticide-impregnated nets delivered to sub-Saharan Africa fell from 145 million in 2010 to 66 million in 2012. Indoor spraying programs have also levelled off. Professor Greenwood says the greatest concern is the growing resistance of the malarial parasite to the latest medicines known as artemisinins.
We do have now quite clear evidence that there is resistance to the artemisinins, particularly in Cambodia, but probably in the neighbouring countries. Fortunately, not yet in Africa, but it would be a disaster if those parasites got loose in Africa and our main treatment was failing again, like it did with chloroquine.
Until an effective malaria vaccine is developed and made available globally, researchers say it is vital that donors continue to fund prevention and treatment programs that have made such progress until now. Henry Ridgewell for VOA News, London.